From NPR and Chicago Public Radio, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carl Castle, and here's your host at the Chase Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Carl. Whoa. Thank you, everybody. Oh, you think you're excited now? We have got a great show for you today, but first, last week on this show, we were talking about the various and many benefits of chocolate and of bacon. And in a moment of inspiration, I suggested that what the world needed was chocolate-covered bacon. Well, I was behind the curve. This week, we at Wait Wait received 2 pounds of the stuff from 2 different confectioners who make it, and having sampled chocolate-covered bacon, I can now say, now I can die happy and sooner. Speaking of deliciously lethal food, we'll be joined later by Paula Deen, queen of deep-fried, buttery Southern charm. But first, it's your turn. Give us a call. The number is 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. It's time to welcome our first listener contestant. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Tisha Garrett in Washington, D.C.
Hey, Tisha, how are you?
I'm very good. How are y'all?
We all are fine. I try to speak people's language when they call up. And what do y'all do there in Washington?
Well, I work for an international nonprofit called Women for Women International.
Oh, that's cool. And how's life in D.C.? Have things in D.C. changed, just sort of culturally around the city?
It's actually very spring-like in D.C., and people are definitely a little bit happier, so right. Cannot complain.
All right. Well, then don't. Tisha, welcome to our show. Let me introduce you to our panel this week. First, a writer for HBO's Real Time with Bill Maher and the author of the forthcoming Marvel comic, Skrull Kill Crew, Mr. Adam Felber, right there, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey. Hello, Tisha.
Also say hello to one of the women behind the Washington Post's reliable source column, Ms. Roxanne Roberts.
Hi, Roxanne.
And finally, it's author, humorist, and the man responsible for everything you'll find at Baudette.com, Mr. Tom Baudette.
Hi, Tom.
Hi, Tisha. How are you? Good.
Tisha, welcome to our show. You will start us off with Who's Carl This Time. Carl Castle, of course, is going to recreate for you 3 quotations from the week's news. Your job, correctly identify or explain just 2 of them. Do that. You win the prize. Carl's voice on your home voicemail. Ready to play?
Yes.
Okay, Tisha. For your first quote, we present the President of the United States of America.
You doing okay? Are you doing okay? Yes, you are. Yes, you are.
So that was President Obama addressing the newest and most popular member of his administration. Who?
That would be Bo, their new dog.
Bo the dog. Here we go. Very good. Let me recreate, if I can, in summary, the national conversation of the past week. Today, President Obama laid out a detailed defense of his... Ooh, look at the puppy. Who has little web feet? You do, you do. This week, 100 reporters and photographers showed up on the White House lawn, desperate to get footage of the Obama's new dog with the family. In one awkward moment, Bo was seen humping the president's leg. And NBC's Chuck Todd, speaking for the White House press corps, said, hey, that's our job. A little bitter jealousy.
That's kind of an insult to Bo, don't you think?
Yeah. Bo's no suck up.
Yeah. I cannot tell you how crazy this has been. I mean, for the last couple of months, every time I've gone anywhere, it's like, so, when's the dog coming? When's the dog coming? And then there are the detailed negotiations. Who would get to write about the dog, and who would get to photograph the dog, and when we'd actually see the dog, and if the dog was secretly whisked in at some point and they hadn't told us.
Isn't it true that the Washington Post, a once great newspaper, ran this story as an exclusive on their front page of their Sunday edition?
It was supposed to be exclusive.
Wow, a puppy leaked.
Did you guys hear about the conspiracy theories about the Obama dog?
Well, no.
It was supposed to be a rescue puppy, and, mm-hmm. and there, some people said, well, it's kind of a rescue puppy because the original owner gave it back to the breeder, so therefore the Obamas rescued the dog. And the conspiracy theory, this is true, this is being floated in right-wing circles, is that the Obamas, through various shady forces, arranged for a fake owner to take the dog and then give it back so they could claim that it was a rescue dog, because that's how the Obamas roll. There is also the conspiracy theorists are saying that Bo's kibble ground up embryonic stem cells.
Yeah.
Also, Bo's middle name, Saddam.
Nobody's fault. It's a family name. It's a Portuguese thing, but it's just unfortunate.
It really
it's a PR nightmare.
Tisha, are you still there, or have you given up on us?
I am still here.
All right, Tisha. Very good. Here is your next quote.
This is a real and deadly threat. With this program, our goal is to capture that drama for the TV audience.
That was from a press release from Spike TV. They're announcing a timely new reality show focusing on the hunt for what?
Pirates?
Yes, pirates. Very good. In what may be the most fortuitous TV show rollout ever, Spike TV announced their new reality show called Pirate Hunters USN, U.S. Navy. Of course, the rescue of Captain Richard Phillips last weekend resulted in a rare national moment of unity as commentators left and right came together in praise of the Navy sharpshooters who, with three quick shots, took out the evil pirates without harming the parrots standing on their shoulders. That's marksmanship, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
And the parrots were just left to repeat the last thing they heard. They're all going, ow, ow.
got me.
Here is your last quote, Tisha.
I live alone with my cat called Pebbles. I've never been married, never been kissed. Oh, shame.
It is a shame, Carl. It is a shame. That's a woman named Susan Boyle. She surprised the judges and the reality show Britain's Got Talent and then the rest of the world by doing what?
Singing from Les Miserables.
Exactly right. Now, we're cool with this because here in the U.S., when we think pop star, we think 47-year-old dowdy Scottish cat lady. You know, like Madonna. But Great Britain is a cynical, superficial society.
Yeah.
Where looks are everything. So when Susan Boyle walked out on the stage in front of Simon Cowell and other mean judges, she looked like fodder for their teasing. But the second she started singing, the crowd went berserk. By the end of the song, the entire auditorium was on its feet. She has become an internet sensation. Her video of her performance has had more than 12 million hits on YouTube. That's great for her. The only problem with this otherwise heartwarming story is that she's dominating the media cycle here in the U.S. at a time when we really need to be focusing on the Obama's dog.
You know, the subtext of this whole thing, all this stuff, is that, you know, people are so surprised that an ugly person could do something
she's not
beautiful.
Ugly. She's
no,
just
but
not.
That's the thing, though. I mean, they're kind of.
She needs a brow job.
Well, people are laughing at her when she walks out, and then she has this beautiful voice. It's like, oh, wow, ugly people can do beautiful things. And it makes everybody cry.
Tom, if it weren't for ugly people doing worthwhile things, there'd be no radio.
Yeah. No, I understand. I understand.
Did you get choked up when you watched it?
Absolutely.
Yeah?
And that's when I questioned my own moral character. I said, why should I be so surprised that this woman could sing too?
If you were a better person, you would have laughed at her.
Yeah. Well.
Carl, how did Tisha do on our quiz?
Tisha, if you're still there.
I'm here.
You had three correct answers, so I'll be doing the message on your home answering machine.
Well done. Well done, Tisha. Congratulations.
Thank you all
and
so much.
And happy spring. Bye-bye.
Bye.